Okay. Number of students I want to give out, and I photocopy them. But maybe now you'll be looking at them. So we'll give it at the end of the session and for tomorrow. Anything that you people have to clarify? We're at the end of Kutzavik. I think we discussed already Sivov Afil Kalecha Bevigdo Veinogit Zeh Bezeh. There, then we have a pick up at Tess. Siv Tess Bekushi Yitzivim Luzkashi Minidosa Elek Edeish Otizgana Al Malo. In fact, the Mechaber mentions it, trying to get across a umbrella concept. That's not a time for a wife to look sexy, to do things to make herself more attractive. But the use of cosmetics, since the absence of cosmetics sometimes is a great chesaron, that is just not really only a positive, but it becomes a little bit of a negative. As we mean, vote is gone al balo. Therefore, aloha lamaisa, we're matia for the woman to use whatever artificial means she uses to make herself look pretty. Yudis also should be understood as a concept. But we don't have those minhagim today. Chutz, except those things that are particularly signs of his kavus, signs of their special relationship. Chutz mimziga sakos, Shasura limzo kakos. Can't do anything. Or she stops cooking, doesn't do the laundry. So half a month, he takes over the kitchen, takes over the laundry. Of course not. As we call, melochos isha osa labalo, right? She continues to do. But there are certain things that are specially done as a sign of their relationship. And that is zigo sakos, which maybe today too in certain societies she makes him a martini, comes home from work, prepares a drink for him. Possibly that would fall under the same category, but not minhagim that we're too familiar with. Then the business of the heker and so on, we discussed that before. It's quite common in many homes indeed to do that. That they may need to do so when they eat together. They do something on the table that's a little bit unusual, but not anything that would be perceived by a stranger walking in as a public announcement that she's a nida. Asura latzi mitoso defonos. Again, that's a special act of intimacy to change the sheets on his bed, right? Shu derech hibo, mamichse shu derech hibo. Avo, but exactly what the other activity is, I don't know, but I give you examples like it. She can change the mattress cover, or she changes the pillowcases. All right, pillowcases, it's less, it's not the place where they sleep together. Shutorech vein derech hiba, yeshari. But shalom b'fanov, hakol mutor afilu yudeya shimetzas or something. You know, he knows that she doesn't have a full-time maid. And if the beds get made, someone has to make it. She's aware that he's aware that she makes it, but not the fun of.
I thought the problem is that is turning down the bed, meaning when you take off the bedspread to prepare for not making the bed.
Possibly today
that
would be
that making the bed isn't.
Changing the sheet would be incorporated in that latzia mitzvah. So that latzia mitzvah doesn't mean turning down, but maybe it's a. That today that is a sign of chibo will be included in this concept of latzia mitosa. But I don't think that we can really interpret the Mechaber's language as latzia mitosa meaning turning down the bit, preparing the bit. And Yudbeis asur litzok lo mayim lichos pano yodav araglov afile no gazbo afile hei mayim tzonin. This really attracts some attention. Look at Tezayin in the Shach. What is the Shach adding? You're interpreting Litzok meaning he holds his hands out and she pours water on it. That we know is also for another reason, because that's Negia. We learned before that it is something that connects the two, whether it's a breath to blow off a feather, or whether it is a mikocho, we treat that as, therefore, it's not yitzuk v'akatapris in dinei mikvah, that a stream of water connects two mikvahs, yitzuk, right? No, for the Kavod Rabbeinu, it says, no, it doesn't mean to pour water on him, it means to prepare to pour water, he should pour water for himself. That's it. They also lost it in Abala, not to pour in, but lost it in Abala, Kitchen Shomar. Kishen Shasura Limzog Lo, Kahu also Limzog Lo. Vulawod, Alatibu Lishloach Lo, Kosha Yayin also. Losna Kosha Brocha, Losna Kosacher, Imhu Miyuchid Lo. Avobot. In Chosen Hain and Osakos, the Shosis Iya Basayu, less than both. So, a Kiddush. I'll fix it up. No, it's someplace else. So he makes Kiddush and he wants to give her to drink from the Kiddush cup. So, if there are children around, they also drink from it. Then he can give it to her. Otherwise, also, what then? He has to put it down. She can take it and pour into another kli, pour into her cup. That's okay. Yeah.
She can't drink from that kos?
I'm sorry?
Can she drink from that kos?
She can't drink that kos unless others drank from that kos too. But if it's miyuchad law, she's the only drink, then it's a sign of chibo. Therefore, she cannot drink from that cup. You have to pour into another cup to drink.
Who has to pour it?
She does.
Sorry? Koleilu ha-chokos. Here you have a very sensitive, if strange, halacha. Koleilu ha-chokos. Soch lahachik ben b'mein yedusa ben b'mein levuna. What does that mean?
Shiva Nikiyam.
Right? What's Ahava mean in that? What's Shiva Nikiyam less? She's less of a needer than Shiva Nikiyam. If it is 140 days of Nikiyam, she's the same needer, the Raisa with Chiyav Kores and everything. Why would it be different? So watch what happens here. Shem kol yemei svirosa. Bein chilek b'chaleilu, bein roa mamash, b'mosho os kesem. If she finds a kesem, kikinusvi, v'od, and we, amachmir, the mare, the side, etc., and she has to count shiva the kiyim after that, because that's the kesem, then the same halach as well. You can say, well, it's a drabonim and drabonim, right? It's drabonim and drabonim, the kesem is drabonim, and the hachokas are drabonim. These hachokas are certainly drabonim, because the kula alma. It's not the hachoko, where machok is Rambam and Ramban, whether Nishut Bechivuk is the Raisa or not. Here you're dealing with 100% Rabbonin. So you might think, what's no? Zeir Rabbonin covered this too. Now listen to this. The Yesh Omrim, De Lahachme Bemelibuna, the Inyan Isur Achila Imo Bekora. Well, I said before that you kind of eat from the same plate together. If the minig is to eat from one dish, family style, you're supposed to take out into a separate platter. But what? Meilibuno will be making. Why? For possible reason. What's the Meilibuno have any special status in the Gabi Yisur? V'chei nogen l'okel b'zeh? Yeah? But he says, v'yesh l'hachmir. The minig is, what's he talking about? Here, I'll tell you about Peh, and you'll see it in the text. again, remember that Adoma gave to the Hakko business. All the issues to the Hakko. It's turning on and turning off of an emotional relationship. It's not easy. What happens? 2 weeks, you behave like strangers. 2 weeks, there's a coldness that grows up between the two. Well, tonight she's going to the mikveh, and you're going to sit together. You can't just do that, just jump into bed with her. That's to be a little romancing, a little preparation. We're talking about the last day of Shiva, to be matter them some signs, a little sign of chibur, some sign of growing close together. Before the abrupt change from hachokos, right, to having marital relations. That's how you know, I'm trying to see. Kol yemei libuna is the same thing as when she's bleeding. No different. Whether she's bleeding or she stopped bleeding but she didn't get to the mikveh, it's the exact same halacha. Look inside. Pick up Yud Zayin in the Shach. Kvan is by Reishim Zer, that's it. Bein b'mein Yedusa, bein b'mein Lebuna, Kvan is by Reishim Zer, that there's no chilik, right? Zer Loshon, v'obatsosi, ha'gor b'motcha b'shem Ravyo, acha yemei Libun, yeah, Yom Shat? Acha yemei Libun, that's me when she went to Mikvah already. After the end of the Yemei Libuno, right? Leke Hergel Aveira. There's no danger that he will forget himself because he's going to mikveh in a few hours. Right? The Tov Lechol Ima Kidei Shetirza Litrol Im Yechol Litrol Adkan. Valzer Reisi Mekilim Bimei Libuno Vein Nimi Litroch Hazer. It's the language of the Mordechai. He's protesting what? The Bach says the Mordechai is protesting the Rav Yo's decision about the last day of Yemei Libuno. Rav Bach says, even when I go parlekule like the Rav Yo, But Harevo Hitanella Biyom Hazayin, Achayme Libun. Not Achayme means the seventh day only. Kadesh Tisrat Selitro, Begam Leke Hergalabera, then Lochisham Yorolea Biyom Hazayin, Kinshi Tabela Zerev. Begam Zeus for Krushi, Vain Shoman Leochid, Latter Isra Bafusim Bachala Chiburim. Lochen Yesh Little, the Rabbim, the Suriko of the Hanadoch, and Yacha Mikor, Echabime Libuna. Was Hossi Bagor. Banoshim Aochim shall say and be made Libuna, shall Yagirshu Bnei Abayish Shaboshu, Bobrum al Dibre Chachamim, Miscapsu Kalakhilus, also Cheram al Zer, right? Bagozu, Bagos Marshal, Medi Adrishu, Rabban. Kasa besov simichim amel hei, yesh nogin sholecho la kalo shivas nikiyim, vu kosher benor, yishuv leke hergal abeira ela hergal mitzvah, nikiyim in the motz of mitzvah, lo shove keter hoch lisur, ayin shom sheherich. So suddenly, what do you have here? At kalo shivas nikiyim. In other words, the Rabban and the Rav Yoh, two Rishonim, right, both had the minug, that on the seventh day, they showed signs of drawing close together again, right, by eating together the korachas. I'm not aware, Avachal Amai said, that we mechalik between the last day and the other 6 days. Whenever hachokos are established, they go until she goes to mikveh. But I say it's interesting to see the sensitivity of Chazal, who made up the hachokos, right? They also realized that there's a time of kibbutz, as well as the time of Achokah. Yes?
Is it the same idea, pas v'sal, that the Talmud offers? Yeah, same idea, right?
Basically, yeah, of course. That's what it means. There's no Hergal Aveira because she didn't go to mikveh in a few hours. All halachas, been emphasizing in Perakiro, all halachas are made for people who want to observe halacha. The Chacham didn't make Zeres for people who want to violate the halacha. You violate the halacha, they're not impressed by the raisa, they won't be impressed by the rabbanon either. Okay, then goes Tezvov. Tezvov and Tezayim. Actually, the last, next week, Tezvov and Tezayim. What about hachokos when there's really a problem? The woman is ill, the husband is ill. Okay. I'll tell you a personal incident. Many people know the family. There was a yeshiva bacha who was married, that was in Sadi Kedushin. He was married on a Sunday. Tuesday, there were Sheva Brochas on the old east side. Together then, too. And he headed back where the hotel where they were staying, on the East River Drive, FDR Drive. Got a flat tire. So he got out to change the tire. Changed the tire. A car hit his car. It was on the jack already. And the tire and the wheel fell down. And just about severed his leg. They called me, they took me to Harlem Hospital, and they patched it around. Now exactly the most impressive medical center in America. They had a black American surgeon. I called someone from my community, said, Harris. Harris, and he said he has an excellent reputation. Fine. Anyway, the X-ray actually came back and said, there's one vessel that's still intact. Could be, but I'll sew up whatever I can sew up. He said, but the odds that leg will be viable is remote. And if it is viable, it won't be useful. So the muscles have been damaged, etc., etc. He recommends amputation. An aesthetic device will be functional. Just jump ahead. And Baruch Hashem, this fellow lives now in Eretz Yisrael with a wonderful family. He plays basketball. Perfectly functional, except for the fact that one leg is not his. And every now and then he comes into America to pick up an advanced model to improve his basketball score. Whenever the score goes down, he changes the leg. Has a choose to blame it on the leg. His wife comes over to me a few days after the chasen. So she's a neighbor, right? Can she touch him before he goes off the street? Because she doesn't know what he's thinking yet. He's becoming a mamum, and not to sleep there. She won't be able to touch him. Would you be much of such a thing or not? I mean, the likelihood of Helga Adela, that he's jumping to bed, in the emergency room with all the people running around there. So, of course, it's a thing. To feel that it would give some kind of psychological support, comfort to him going in. Of course, it's not to be much of such a thing.
What would be the difference in that case versus a woman who
trying to get pregnant, and every month she realizes that she becomes, and even she's not going to be pregnant, so therefore, at that point in time, she's psychologically taking a toll on her, so would her husband be allowed to give her a hug at that point in time, just, to comfort her? Well, see, we'll be tomorrow, I will get to today, tomorrow, we do a lot of things to be make or on such a circumstance, infertility management, but the need to give a hug, that's there all the time. That she almost stressed, a little less stressed. Most likely, a woman who had triplets is more in need of a hug than a woman who didn't have any children. You start slicing it. Who's under sufficient stress to look for a tailor if you don't look for such a tailor? That we assume that. That's the whole idea, that those 2 weeks there has to be some means of successful communication other than the physical message.
And would that have to be applicable for a woman in labor?
I
heard a story about a woman, she speaks in some places publicly or something. She was in a fire and then she had severe burns, and she couldn't go to the mikveh. She was the lead at the time she was in a fire. And so I think for 9 months or something like that, she couldn't go to the mikveh. So what in theory is her status there for husband like that? Not obviously not
the all the more reason to be much better. Yeah, on the contrary, having a baby is more likely. Both of the sexual tensions that are
or say she has burns on 95% of her body, there's going to be no
95% of her body she wouldn't be around. Then he'd have to try to even climb underneath. He'd allow to not kosher on the necropsy or whatever.
She's burns on
the fact that they can't. Why do you need better? I'll tell you a better story. And I'm sure that's how town in Lugan, they took away the mikveh. People in charge of the town, the county in charge of the town, all that yeshiva boys. And they knew how to make life miserable for a home community. There was no mikveh. So they used like I mentioned to you, they used the lake. So they went ahead and they posted guards at the lake that it's unsafe. Can't use the lake. During the winter, women were prepared to cut a hole in the ice
And one woman held a rope that she tied around her, and they went into the mikveh that way. So they found out about it, they posted guards all night. So you can't. In close to 2 years' time, before Shmuel was able to bribe someone who was building a swimming pool in Kaplan, bribe them to let them make the swimming pool into a partial mikveh with a bowl of help there. The guy was willing to make it also an execution run, but a communist now. During that period of time, no child was born. Here. Significant number of inhabitants, former inhabitants. What do you do when someone gets stuck in a place where there's no mikveh? I mean, why don't you tell you about Russian Tikhonios? I remember my shul, who was in an international telephone company, a major railroad agent, one that lays cable, etc. And he was sent down to some crazy island in the Pacific. He set up he was a computer man, he set up the thing, and he spent there 3 months, and I come home for 2 weeks. It was over 2 years that he was working on that project. And the company allowed his wife to come when she could, when she wanted to come. But the water was shark infested. And this woman went through in a shark cage. A derrick. She went into a cage. Yeah. And Derek lifted her up and put her into the water. Okay. We're not mocking the fact that you couldn't go to Mitzvah. On the contrary, as the days go by, the weeks go by, there's more reason to be concerned about having a baby. Here you have.
So you see if it,
right, where you see that the Nechabo Pasim will cool it.
Yeah.
Archakos turn Avelos?
I'm sorry?
Archakos turn Avelos and Tashman Shazasu, anyways?
Most of them, I think they have it in one of the chubas I'm going to give you. They're not mocking it. Archakos.
Imu cholo, vein lo mishi sham sheno zulaso. Muteras the shamsho ratizor beyoser shetuchar lizor meachos ufonu yadoragla vatzos hamita befonu. English translation: she should do the best she can. But we understand that those circumstances, why? Because he's incapacitated. The assumption is not that he comes home and says he thinks he's getting a cold, therefore he's looking for a head and all that hobbles. We're talking to someone who's sick, called a chola. Okay. Other way around, isha chola v'hinida, then we're not marked. Also, the Bala Liga Bog Taylor Shamsha, Kanakimo, Rashkivo, Lasamcha. Why? Because we're afraid, Shemi Yafaisena, that even though she's not feeling so well, the Yeshomrim, Emain Lo Mishi, Emshena, Muta Bechol, also allowed to, right? The Chain Noagim, Emsricha, Habelekach. So you see, Chazal made allowances where Hergel Aveira is unlikely. Fact is that she's not interested. She's sick, she's not interested in sleeping with him. So it means he has to overpower her resistance, her reluctance. That, if absolutely necessary, we're not cautious.
A woman who is paralyzed and really can't do certain things on her own, better off to hire someone?
Of course. For long term. We're here with short term, long term, it makes a big, of course. Okay. in Bala Rofe, also Lamashe Shlah Dofek. Okay. Lamashe Shlah Dofek, I think, means taking a pulse. That's the basic one. Maybe there's more to it, depending on the medicine of the time, but that's basically what it is. Okay? Look at the Shach. An important Shach. Finish the Ramah. If you mash it kasafti, then all gen heter and sit in Sricha, Elov, the Mishamish law, the Mashmish law, sorry, the Mashmish law, the Mishamish law, Koshke the Mutul, the Mashish law had over. Vim ain't Rofe Yachar Sricha Elov, is a corner of Hoya, because naturally, I am the immortal needle iconis the base of Knesset of the spalle. Okay. So, take a quick look at the Pisa Tshuva. Gossip is safer, whatever it is. Nogwa Noshon Olela base of Chaim the spalle of the main idosa. The Nochon. What does that mean? They don't go to the cemetery to be mispalat. Meaning Israel, things are not going well. You go to the cemetery of parents, grandparents. It's a time for communion with serious serious thoughts and. Yinuchu b'sholom al mishkabam. In the Kelmole, it says Yinuchu b'sholom al mishkabam. They should rest in peace. What does that mean? Because Minig Yisrael, part of that's how you should say, because Minig Yisrael is you go to the cemetery on two occasions. There's a simcha in the family. Minig Yisrael, you go to the gravesite and invite them to come to the simcha. And then the Chmorel son, when there's tragedy in the family, go to them to ask them to be misfollowed. Yeah. So the Kermole says, Yinuchu b'sholom al mishkabam. You come and tell them about it is their pleasure. Come tell them about a problem in the family, it causes them sorrow. So the tefillah is, Yinuchu b'sholom al mishkabam. They should rest in peace. They should only hear good things from the family, not hear many tragedies. But that was a minig. So the minig is not to go. From there came the minig that when people attend a funeral and they want to go to this interment as well, go to the cemetery as well, fairly widely known, American community kind of doesn't know about it, but the community they grew up with a proper mores, proper customs, are aware that a yeshiva doesn't go to the cemetery. The mockle for that is basically unacceptable. Basic mockle is since there's tumah likes to the tumah, so whatever shaving or whatever are in the cemetery will have a better attraction to this woman who's now the ace midoso that she's to make.
Not
acceptable rationale for the state. And then they have the other thing, that when a woman is a nida, doesn't go to Beis HaKnesses, because she's to and that's scripture. So you get it both ways.
Isn't that
Taismas?
Yes.
That's why I
said the nida, that's the
yeah. Okay. Yeah, but many Gisrael is absolutely rejected.
For a long time they did it.
Also based on superstition. Yeah, on this concept, tumor attracts.
There are more paskins that way. There are more paskins that way.
Sikhatara.
It's
yeah.
Still coming from the same place, though.
Not very
old, but.
Yeah. Not acceptable.
Right. Okay, next. Look at the Shach. Also the Mashish. immediately machon mesukan vein shem open mashmek satan de berach shuvas haramban the shalom nepikuach nefesh. What kind of a heter is that? That the, right, because of the pikuach nefesh will allow you. What else won't we allow you because of the pikuach nefesh? Elad yeshlama de l'taimei ozel. Yisvirali de negiyas nida ein elemid rabbonan. Avo la rammam de negiyas erbo asur min haTorah. Hoch hafi shech pikuach nefesh efshar du mishuma bezrayi de gila rayis. That's where Shitas Beis Yosef. Here you have a new insight. That the achokos are there because when you're dealing with abizrayu that the gilu arayis, all the questions that you asked before under this circumstance, under that circumstance, right, we're having trouble under pikuach nefesh circumstance to be matir, but not another pikuach nefesh circumstance is hard to be matir. Kakos of the shelzov, right? The einire. Here you see the shah flexes his muscles, right? The Bishesha said so, but it doesn't make sense. Why? The Badai Afla Ramam leke iso the reise erik shoseke der taiva vechibas beer. Mashenkin hoch. What's his title? The chain hamini poshut shirof in Yisraelim memashishin hadopek shir isha. What's different to isha nido or isha sish? Apilo Eishesish, or Avodas Kochovim, right? Afi Sheish Rof Macherim of Dikrovim. Why? V'chein Osin Shal Mini Mishmushim Alpi Dati Rafua, El Adava Poshud, Kosha Kosha Savnu, Zainir Das Harav Delea Zed, Mashmal Migol, Karambam, Chmok Kosha Tushan Setter, V'chan Hito Misha Dofek, Kamokom Bein Sakona, Osa Labarba Masha Dofek, Shini Fine. What's he saying? This is an important halacha, which is not only for nida, but how does a doctor take care of a female patient? So what do we say? I mean, a doctor does an internal examination, a vaginal examination on a Eishes Ish. What kind of head does he have for that? That, by the way, is why in the Orthodox community, female physicians have been welcomed out of proportion to any place else. In our community, I don't think an obstetrician could maintain his patient load if he didn't have a female partner. For those women who insist they don't want to be examined by a man. Many women don't mind. Why not? Why don't they mind? That's the concept of bumnese tovi. There is turn on, turn off goes in daily activity of a doctor. Right? The doctor may come home and have sexual thoughts about his wife. But if he has sexual thoughts about female patients coming in, he's going to be in trouble in no time. The idea that you can become asexual when dealing with your business, when dealing with your profession, when you wear that white coat and a professional coat is one kind of thought process. And putting on pajamas is another thought process. That is acceptable by the halacha. And even see by Isuri Doraisa, right? Meaning, what would be Isuri Doraisa? Why? It is qualitatively different. A doctor examining the breasts of a woman, looking for a lump, whether it has cancer or not, this kavone wanders and he has some sexual thoughts, he's going to miss that lump. That's part of professional training. When he comes home, the breasts may have entirely different connotation to him. That chilek has to be, that's a healthy personality, Chazal recognize it. That's the mitzvah to say. That even when there are Vayishev doctors around, we don't say, oh, the only woman that I can examine is my wife when she's not an eater. Nobody else I can accept as a patient because she's either a Vayishev ish or an eater or both. Okay?
Also a mirsas, Rebbe, right?
I'm sorry?
There's a mirsas also.
No, yeah, but that doesn't prevent it. The Ahurim also also, right? Lo susuru achi levatrim achi nechem. The lo susuru is a lav. Look, it's a lav in the Torah. It's a lav shem bo maise, but it's one of the tayag mitzvos. And so even that he won't do anything, that he has the lawyer to keep him honest, right? The fear of a lawsuit. But he's involved in Isurim unless you could make that clear distinction in one's own emotional life between a strange woman and his own wife.
I see. We're not talking about it here. We're talking here about him.
Let me, what you mentioned about basic lessons in the Gemara right here. On the pre-mashik asafti, the nogun heter on sichelo, right? The mashmeshlo, the mashamishlo, koshkein the muto, the mashmeshlo adopek, imein ropeyach sichelo, yisa kore becholyo. The ayin barachayim simen peches, imuto lenido likoris, the basic nesses who is palil. Right? And here, this is where the Kisri Tshuva adds also to basic voros. Not only basic necessities. Okay. Here we have a next hymn in Kursar Gvov. It's really halachic sugya that somehow didn't come across well to the laity. With all the color classes, the chosen classes, not well understood. A lot of things they do that are really wrong, as we'll see.
So, I'm sorry, but can you just clarify as a matter of stock these questions of pregnancy or these questions of childbirth, for example?
We talked about Nidhi at that time. Mm-hmm. Right. We did that. I want to discuss the Lamar method.
Not as a
right? When she becomes a needle, we're not matter anything. Right? Until she becomes a needle, we're matter everything.
What determines needle?
Maybe you missed that one.
No, right. Okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't clear.
But the term is very simple. Any show of blood and vada. And then is the other two simonim, which I think are the same. Yosheves salamashber or chavoser knows the soul ben chavoser is mean when she is so discomforted that she cannot walk. She has to lie down. At that point, we assume it's not because that itself makes her neither. We assume that those blood they keep us down.
What about water?
Well, no, we discussed that last time.
Right. So
baking in the water is not. We don't think that's called psichas haketer. Some of the achoyim mentioned it, but very late achoyim mentioned it, but there's no basis for it.
The Rebbe said that there may be some blood on the mucus plug.
Not there's always blood on the mucus plug.
So what does that mean?
That's a show of blood. Period.
But that could happen up to a month before the baby.
And she's a neuter. Like any blood she. In fact, as mucus there too, doesn't change it.
But that usually comes before the water breaks, isn't it?
I'm sorry?
That usually comes up before the water breaks.
Who knows? Not that, you know. Yes, that's absolute. That's nice, clean. She sees blood, body, she's a needle. No child on that. The only child is, when she doesn't see blood, at what point do we call it, like, Yosheva Salamajber, and it? And that.
And if she doesn't catch that plug, so to speak, she doesn't see that?
Doesn't see it, oh Hashem, but you don't see it, doesn't hurt you. That's all klal neida, right? She has, she's a, until she becomes a yoledet, she becheskas mesolekes midomim. We have no problem with that.
And so that
what, like, what is it? What is it? What
no,
is it?
I just wasn't very clear from it. So she's in pain, for example. Now the image you brought up.
Yeah,
that's
the kasha layer to be third month also, fifth month she's contraction of pain. That's not a factor. Mm-hmm. Pain out. Factor is, I mean, this, the only uncertain factor is this concept of yosheva saramashbir. So that's what I read to you when it was the Beis Yehuda on the side there. Said some say, oh, that is nowadays when she calls the Chachoma to come. She calls the midwife to come. So he said, our women call the midwife to come when they think they might become pregnant. So that's not a sin. Right. Yeah. Halacha l'maaseh in practice today, there's a labor room and there's a birthing room. Right? She's in labor, and the examiner says, "Oh, it's time to take her into the other room," and she becomes a nidavah. That's by the yosheva saramashbir. Right? But a woman can crash around for 2 days, as you know, and without seeing blood. During that time, she's not a leader. Yeah.
Sorry to bring up the point again, but let's say she's having a baby, she's in extreme amount of pain, so there's no concern or chashash that they're gonna have a relation. I mean, there's no way.
Right.
So at that point in time, why, if she's in a tremendous amount of pain?
Well, I'm not going to say, Shevis are much better, right? The
budget,
you don't move
him.
As a
one-seater. You don't
want
to be in there.
I've never seen a bird.
I'm holding a hand during a C-section. Now they're not out for a C-section. So, holding a hand during a C-section. Presumably, she's already seen
one. Well, I'll be an either during a C-section. Yeah. Not a your lady, it's not an either. The answer is no, we don't. We're not much. There's no need for that. In other words, we don't think there's even a need for it. In other words, if you show me, as I showed, for example, statistics have shown that when a woman has to go to the hospital to have a baby, that if she accompanies the close end of the family, labor is reduced between 2 and 4 hours. It's just, she goes alone, it's 2 or 4 hours longer. Therefore, we might have given Shabbos for the husband to go with her to the hospital. For that reason, that's the whole head of her. Otherwise, when he doesn't have a baby, she has a baby without him. He's not going to help her have a baby. Yes, he does. So she shows that. I did present is supported, and more than that, it's good knowledge that I reduce the birth process by 2 hours. It's a major accomplishment. Otherwise, it's not much. There's no reason to be mucky. I don't feel, you know, it's a chazal, and even Korat Achonim, I share that I was very sensitive to these young men. I discussed it many, many times. I didn't feel, also pretty sensitive to these young men. I don't feel that's the feeling. A husband's presence and his voice has to suffice. It suffices for 2 weeks every single month while she was not pregnant. It works out too. And the Lamaze method is advantageous for this thing too, because the modification of the Lamaze method, in which they reduce the physical contact there, is also kind of a training that allows for a sublimation, for a change from physical contact to voice contact. I don't see any problem there.
We talked objectively, what is the dilation that we're going to say? It's not a kind of thing.
Really? For sure. If the cervix is dilated 10 centimeters, that should be okay.
We're not talking.
If you dilated 4 centimeters, she could be that way for 2 months. Okay?
Sure. And we don't say that the
incompetent cervix, then some doctor will take a stitch and try to close it down, and so on and so forth. Not a good thing. Yeah. Right now, women who
birth a little prematurely. Not terrible premature, but 4 weeks premature. So next birthday, many obstetricians will sew down the cervix, put a first suture on the cervix, and then when she starts labor, could whether that helps or doesn't help, well, I think that's what last year, I think there was a study done to show that it's lamina lamolic. That doesn't do any good, it only helps the doctor pay for the jaguar. But it doesn't help the woman any. Nevertheless, it's done routinely.
Does it do damage to them?
Huh? You can't give it very much. Usually, when it's she's significantly, especially dilated, they'll move her into the birthing room.
Hit her head and kill herself, that's poor kind of fish.
Okay, right. Okay.
first.
No one was around, so.
First Levaya I ever appreciated that. All right. I'm a Yeshiva Bracha. I was teaching in high school in our Shia. Well known doctor from Florida, son. Friday, we were meeting here in Washington Heights. Friday, they're playing stickball. Right up. I'm seeing 185th Street. 186th Street. And a bicycle came by and bumped him. He fell backwards, with his head on the sidewalk, and died. So on the spot. Falling on the asphalt is proof of it.
So just to clarify, one last point about what we said before. I remember going through the Beis Yosef, seeing Rav Elazar and Rabbanim about the Nofel, that basically one says if it touches the sides, so you're saying that that's what causes it, and it touches the sides and creates
correct,
it too.
Right.
Okay.
The dilatation or the dilation of the cervix, that messages, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah.
When we talked about a chuppat nidad, that we're monetary the chassan to put the ring on under the chuppah. So how does that we then apply to other public places? So you're in a restaurant, you're at a wedding, and someone's passing around a microphone or whatever the things where it's expected people are seeing that the people are passing things to each other.
You got the umbrella halacha that I called you, right? That is also right. Circumstances that you want to be matter because people may discern that you need the answer is no. Don't worry about such things. Maybe look the choshes that she's a leader because they gave her the microphone and said, handing it to her, you put it down next time she picked it up. That kind of told Adam, right, is enough to be matter for Rabbonans. We don't look for such a thing in here. If you did, you have to drop an extra al-chek. I don't get for okay. Din Levisha Salibim Dikosa. Let me first give you also a little abdomen. A woman doesn't like to make jibitis, period. One of the halachas that she looks forward to. Many women have difficulty making a proper jibitis. And part of the difficulty is because no one taught them how. And the how involves one, as we'll see, the material that you use for bedikah, and two, what you call a bedikah b'churin or b'sdokin. First or second part. A bedikah doesn't mean she puts in a piece of cloth and takes it out. It's not like a swab stick, you clean your ear. There are folds. Ear doesn't have any folds in it. It's a nice smooth canal. Mucous membrane filled like ears to look for. There's a tipas dam any place around it. So you have to make gently and carefully. To do so, she has to have a proper material. The only good material for making bedikas is the undershirt of her husband, which is not the material that people use. Everybody uses bedsheet material, which is hard, brand new, that the mikvah sell, the mikvah sell packages of it with a string attached with a piece of it. That's the wrong material. That's why women have trouble using it. It's rough. It's brand new, like putting on a brand new shirt is not as comfortable as wearing a wash shirt. Therefore, in the old days when I gave the hustle class, we taught that they like to use those squares convenient. So what they should do is put those squares into a white sock and put it in the washing machine, a whole bunch of them before you she has to use it, and then she puts them in the dryer. They've been washed once, they're much more easy to use. Second, they shouldn't use a dry cloth. No rational reason why you should do so. Women are instructed, or properly, they should be instructed, that the bdikah cloth should be held under the hot water and then patted dry with a clean white towel or handkerchief so that there's no tophea klatfia, there's no moisture in there that you can squeeze out. But what you did was swell the threads of it, and you provide some slick venish, slightly dampened. Every housewife knows that a dampened cloth cleans better than a dry cloth. Therefore, you find it easy to use. I've seen already, women come in with chivas, and they've had trouble with the bidikas. So the Rebbe, to show that he's up to date, said that, well, she should put it on a shmiras of KY jelly on the cloth before she uses it. That's not a question of bidika, period. And of course, there'll be a people's dumpy hard if she'll miss it. Right. Yeah.
Okay, well, Jelly, the whole point was
I'm sorry?
The whole point of it was that it was clear and you could see through it. Anything.
Is what?
It's clear, isn't it? The KY is.
It's clear. That whole idea is that it's got to pick up something on the walls of the vaginal tract. And if you have that on there, it'll miss it. That's a real lubricant. That's why it's used. KY jelly is a lubricant.
Right.
Okay? That's going too far. That passes the bidika. But the inside, I just told you, of holding under the hot water and patting it dry, that's certainly as good or better than having it totally dry. That makes it possible for a woman to do a bidika without hurting herself. Second, they teach the way we'll soon see. How far up do you go? Mokom shashamosh dosh. As far up as the male organ goes when they have relations. That's not possible. No. Why they use that motion, I don't know. But just not possible. A woman's finger isn't as large as an erect penis. Therefore, it can't go up as far. Right. Consequently, a woman makes a bidika the best she could, and without guilt feelings, right, if she didn't go full finger, like 0.01 millimeters less, they're looking for evidence that she stopped seeing them. The odds are that she will not find anything because she makes a bidika on the end of the fifth day, as we'll see, when she should be already musolekes nidomi. It should be ready to cheskas ena rola at that point, but halachically she's a badai rola. She has a chazoka, she's rola because she never had empiric proof that she saw. To break that chazoka, you have to have empiric proof that she saw. Next, ein hadome. There's a business with moch dohuk. Okay. And women do that incorrectly. One incorrectly. Doesn't take too much sefer to figure out. She's quite confident that that means okay, right? So what does moch dohuk mean? She puts in the cloth and makes a bidike, but doesn't take it out. Why take it out? And then leaves it there from before Bein HaShmoshos to Bein HaShmoshos, right? That's the wrong thing to do. Okay. Why? She has to know, that's part of the Sofra Lo Latzmo. She has to know that she finished the Yemei of the Yomim Av Shofar's Dam. She doesn't know that until she takes out the Bdika cloth. Takes out the Bdika cloth is already the next day. So I ask you a question. Did she stop the day before, or did she stop the day after? There's no way of knowing, because she made the bidika, meaning she put it in before Bein HaShmoshos on Sunday. She didn't take it out till Monday. What raya do you have that she didn't see dam Sunday night after Shia?
It wouldn't be there.
You know what? She will go ahead and find it on the cloth. And as we'll see, what she does, she loses the idea of knowing that she was finished. The idea of knowing she's finished is part of the sphira, a part of counting the day. So therefore, but the proper thing to do is to make a bedika, look at the bedika cloth, it's nice and clean, everything is fine, put it back in. Don't need another cloth, you use the same cloth again, so you put it back in. By that time she knows, vadai, she has the idea that what? She stopped seeing Dharma on Sunday before it became Monday, before Shia. And then we have a chumre. Mordochuk is a chumre. Bedika is a daraisa. Okay? And we'll see if she has trouble with the mordochuk, willing to be marked another mordochuk. It's a good idea and all that, but that's not an essential in declaring her that qual. She's already nifsak. Dama, she's becheskas tahar. Becheskas ain't a lower already. Okay? Shivas Yomim Shazivo Shazovo Soferes Maschilin Mimochos Yom Sheposkavo Vechein Mishpoto Imtire Beiz Yomim Ogimu Uposko Miliros Bodekes Beyom Sheposko Kedeshe Tifso Gutahara Ubedike Zu Tia Somoch Leben Ashmoshos. Right. Actually, for a possible reason, it's good advice, but shouldn't be essential. Once she made a bedik in the morning and found that she's clean, found also established a chazoka that she's in a row already, right? The chayin nogan lechatchila, ubediyeved afilu lo bodka asma ratshachis emotz asma tov, also sagi bekach, right? That's the key. She should know she's not. So why does it say tiyasomach lebein hashmoshos the mechaber? So you can assume it's eitz tovo, or maybe they have some kind of kabbalah that. End of the day, Bein HaShmoshos is more likely she'll see. Could be, but nevertheless, the halacha is clearly that way, that wherever she makes a bedikah, that start, and she sees that she's tahora, that starts the count. Ul'olam yilmad odom b'solbeso, or yilamed odom b'solbeso, shetehei bodeket b'yom hefzik ta'arosa b'mor dochuk, u'shiyesham ko Bein HaShmoshos, Shazu Abedika Motsia Bidei Kol Sofik. Skip to the mall. Go to base. What he's telling you here? Eitz Tova Kamash Molan. That's a good way to conduct yourself. But not a requirement. Base. Rosso yom echad uvad uposko bobiom mid cycle bleeding. One day, that's all. Ovulatory bleeding happens to every woman sometimes, and to some women relatively often. At the day of ovulation, it's 14 days before the end of the cycle, there's a surge of hormone. And sometimes she sees a little dumb. So she's now a nida, right? But she's only one day. Then, Sricha livdok asma b'mordochuk she yesham kabein ashmo. Sricha livdok. Not an eitz tova. Before he said, olam, yelameid odom, so beso. It's a good idea to use a mordochuk. That's if she sees beso gimel yomer. If she sees only one day, then I know that Nitzkach Mekova that day. Hence, the greater shash that if you found a little blood, if the moko opened, there's a lot of blood in the moko. It suddenly becomes a bigger shash that she'll see sometime during the day, even though she found only once. Therefore, they were machmir and required Mordochu min hadin. That's the only time you require Mordochu min hadin. When it was a little method. Or if it's a normal
cycle there, and don't is advisory, right? But not compulsory. Meaning, Israel is to make it obligatory, right? But not, if she doesn't do it, she doesn't do it. If she forgot to do it, if she finds too much trouble in doing it, it's acceptable also.
Okay. Let's pick up the Gemara now. What's called the end of the day? I'll give you that in the Chulas.
This is daily fare for a Rav who answers Shabbos Nida. Today is a long time. A woman who's working, is teaching in a school, and she teaches till 5 o'clock. It's a wrong time to have shiur. So, when you go teaching, look at the clock. Oh, yeah, it's almost shiur. She runs into the bathroom, and makes a bedikah. Looks at the clock. It's 2 minutes after shiur. The bathroom was closed. Okay. 3 minutes after shiur. 4 minutes after shiur. How many minutes? Okay. Or you say, oh, hey, fellas, cut it out. Aim a double soft, right? Shkir is shkir, no one can do this. So you have it. Javi the Chuba, the Shrel, they allow up to 9 minutes. Let's assume that the film that we wear on the time clock, right, that watch is perfectly accurate, which nowadays, Baal Shem is quite possible, or battery driven. Watches today, even though they cost only $2, seem to keep very good time. And she's confident that her watch was accurate. But when you see that we want to be matter, she was matter up to 9 minutes after our astronomical shiur, after shiur that's published by the Naval Observatory, that's called shiur. Why? Then she has to be sure there, and then we'll discuss it tomorrow. Okay. If it wasn't what I say, in the Spalno I call Alvis, Vod Hayom Gadol, Eina Yakola Livdog, O Lilbosh Lavonim, Lahasa Linos, Meyoma Mochos, Meyachad Akal for Os Osolaila. Difficult halacha to explain. Why difficult to explain? Mainly Kabbalah Shabbos is halacha Tosefer Shabbos, a Tosefer Shabbos, right? So if I start Shabbos early, then it's halacha that the call makes Shabbos. It's binding on all the people in there. If there's only one shul in the area, right? It's one of the errors that people make today. It's come summertime, where the people want to daven early. They want to daven 7 o'clock. Shvi is 8:30. Right? And of course, half the people come running in from New York, right, at 8 o'clock. And the people are already coming home from Shul Daven. Vaday, most likely, Yisro Doraisa, according to many, that the Kabbalah Shabbos of the Kohol is binding on the Yochid. Right? When I came to Muncie, there was no shul that davened late during the summer Shabbos. So the first thing I did was start a minyan, a minyan of Zman, and to save the members, who half of whom were coming home waving to the people from the car to Shabbos. This is hard to apply that over here. Kabbalah Shabbos in a Hamid. You could be most of all the Shabbos, right? Hamamarim Lovo, right? Umachim Rotseis Menor Shabbos. But why the Tzibur declaration that the day is over because they daven Maariv, why that should be binding on a Yochid, I don't know. Nevertheless, that's why you have the Yesh Omer that no, you can't apply Hilchos Shabbos to the Hilchos Nida here. They have the Yesh Omer, the Mutar, I feel also are called Shabbos, right? What does it mean? Before, he didn't mention anything about Shabbos.
Smashma even on a weekday would be the same halacha. Yeshom and the muta apilu also are called Shabbos. So where they were most of our Shabbos, it didn't impact upon what's called day and night legabe the shiva nikiyim. But no gan lechatzila lizor, but yeah, but ain't lochush. Umixas noshe nogos. Shem poskal kodem bochu bechozor liros kesem odam tochi meis viroso oz mafsikin afilu liyacha bochu in his kalkulas somakal erev bechoshen dovazel di evet veinimpus biyodam ki chen kiblu meis a chocham shorol hen vuhu minig vatikin. What is he talking about? You know the other case? Interesting and present. Remember, she see the atikos dam. She made a beacon. Everything's fine. Like she started to count. And so she finds a kesem, goes to the bathroom, and finds a kesem on her underwear. That's a kesem that's 2 years old, and therefore she has to start counting again. Right? It's not celestial night yet. It's not astronomical night yet, but it's already there on the problem. Therefore, what she wants to do, she makes a beacon now and finds everything's okay. She wants to start counting, getting this day in. Then the Machaba has, get the last point in. Said Beis, there's a moch dochuk which is obligatory. That's a v'rosa yom echad uvad Beis. Look at the Ramah. Ubediyev the bot kasper samach lebein hashmoshos the bot kasper tova. Afa pi shlohoya hamoch hetzel kol bein hashmoshos also sagi. Avo bedika shachis lo mahane ho v'rosa rak yom echad. So look quickly in the shach, right? V'rosa yom echad. Umayona posuach, but the Gemara wants to be matir b'di'evid, even though the Machaba says siicha atzma liter atzma mordochuk u'shishom kol ben hashmoshos, right? But he says b'di'evid if some she made some of ben hashmoshos. Why? What am I afraid of? That cause niftach mekola one day and you just stop one day. But if she waited till the end of the day and made a bdika, if she made a bdika shachris, that's good enough for a woman who was going many days and then stopped. And she made a bdika shachris, didn't make a bdika at the end of the day, also good. Would accept that bdika also. But if she's going to go effort, where I suspect that day most likely there'll be more blood, if I got to make sure there wasn't, how do I make sure there wasn't? Either by mom dobok or by bdika covered with vein hashmoshes. However, a bdika earlier, since I'm afraid of Nifta Makola, that we don't allow. Okay? We'll stop here. Let me give you these. If you don't mind checking in. Well, that's today's date already.